Do Daf Tzadi Aleph in Sefas Erevin. We're going to start from the second to last line on the bottom of Tzadi Aleph Beis. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda now is going to explain to us all the various shitas that we had in the Mishnah between Rav Meir, the Chachamim, and Rav Shimon. So, Kishatim Salomer, when you establish what it really comes out, what this means to say, Rav Meir, Gagin Rishos La'atim. So Rav Meir, all he says is that you can carry from one roof to another roof, and he doesn't discuss any other Rishosim. But the truth of the matter is, the Lomdus is that just like one roof to another roof is considered, they're the same, and therefore you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Really, the same thing would apply. So the same thing is true. Even though you can't carry from a roof to a chatzer, however, chatzeris rishos la'atzmon, each chatzer, since they're be'etzem the same type of rishos, also you can carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, and karfifus rishos la'atzmon, and also an open wide area, also the karfif is also considered a rishos la'atzmon. Again, this is all talking about from one public area to another public area, and they're all the same type of rishos, and it doesn't matter that Rashi points out that they're owned by different owners, it's just a matter of whether it has the same shem bailus. And the same thing is true the other way around also. If it's the same owner that owns, for example, both a roof and a chatzar, he still can't carry from the roof to the chatzar because that's considered a different type of rishos. And also according to the Rabbanon, according to Rav Meir agrees that there's a gezeira of tail berishos harabim that if you carry from one area that's more than 10 tefachim high into another area, we have a gezeira. So that comes out according to Rav Meir. So again, the bottom line is that you have the same type of rishos that can carry from that similar type of rishos to another, like one gag to another gag, one chatzur to another chatzur, and so forth. That's according to Rav Meir. The Divrei Chachamim comes out that according to the Chachamim, gagin v'chatzeris rishos achas, that a roof and a chatzur are the similar types of rishoyos, that in the sense that they're public and they're not open to everybody else. So then you can also carry from a gag to a chatzur. And karfifas rishos achas, but a karfif already is considered a different type of rishos. So you cannot carry from a chotzer or a gag into a karfif, but within the karfif itself, it's always going to be mutter. And l'divrei Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon is the most extreme, kul rishos achas hein. He holds that all the various types of rishuyas other than a rishos harabim are all considered one rishos. And as we saw already in Machloikis, whether or not that's talking about when you made an eriv or you didn't make an eriv, whether that's going to be the issue we discussed last week. But in terms of what type of rishus, how you define them, it's all considered, all the various rishuyas are considered one rishus. If you didn't make an erev, they're all going to be mutter. So now, the Gemara is going to say as follows. Tanya kavasa de Rav. We're going to bring a raya to Rav that says when you have a roof, you can only carry dalet amos within the roof. It says like this. And Tanya kavasa de Rav Yehuda, and we're going to bring a raya to Rav Yehuda that says, what does Rav Yehuda say? I always forget. Rabbi Yehuda says, right, that we go according to Rabbi Shimon that you can carry from any rishos to another rishos. So the Gemara is like this: Tanya Kavosu to Rav, Paskin like Rav that it has Dalad Amos. It says Kol Gag Yisair Rishos Achas Hein. They're all considered one rishos. What does that mean? Lahirid Lahalois to go on top, Lahirid to bring down, and a gag and a chotzer, you can go even from the gag to the chotzer, that's not a problem, and a chotzer the gag, and from the courtyard to the roof, that's also a problem, not a problem. However, v'keilim sheshavsu b'chotzer, mutal atatalim b'chotzer, b'gagin, b'chotzer. Even if they started in the chotzer, you can move them to another chotzer, or b'gagin, mutal atatalim b'gagin, and if it started on the roof, you can move it to another roof. Ubulvad, but here's the point, as long as you don't have one rooftop that's more than 10 tefachim higher than the other, that's fine. Again, this is Rav Meir l'shitasa that all rooftops are considered the same, as long as you don't have a differentiation between of 10 tefachim higher or lower. And here's the raya that we're trying to bring. And each roof is considered its own rishos. But the point is that you still, even though you're allowed to carry within the chotzer, or the gag for that matter, you're still only allowed to carry within Dalet Amos. This is talking about without an eruv. Okay, that's the raya that we pass on like Rav, that you're limited to Dalet Amos. Tanya kavasa de Rav Yehuda. Now I'll bring you a raya that, like Rabbi Yehuda, that they're all one rishos, because Amar Rabbi Kishayinu Leim Nitaire Eitzel Rabbi Shimon. When we were learning, we were talmidim by Rabbi Shimon, B'Tekua, in the city of Tekua. Hayinu Mailin, we used to carry shemen, oil, valuntos, and towels, migag lagag, from one roof to another, migag lachotzer, and even from a roof to a chotzer, migchotzer lachotzer, and from one chotzer to another, umichotzer lakarfef, and even into a karfef, umikarfef lakarfef, and from one karfef into another. We used to carry the oil in the house until we got to the river or the stream. Shayinu roichzim, by that we went to wash ourselves in. So we see that he also, you can go mamish from one type of chutzah to another type, one area to another area. Rabbi Huda also says ma'isa b'shasa sakana. It was once during a dangerous time where we couldn't carry things out in the open. Vayinu ma'ilin sefer Torah, and we would carry sefer Torah again. Mechotzer l'gag, megagel chotzer, mechotzer l'karfeif. Again, all through the various types of rishuyos. Likros posted that we could read from the Torah. Amruloi. And Shasta Sakana Raya. If you're going to try to bring me a Raya, the fact that they carry through the backyard, that's not a Raya over there because it was Shasta Sakana, so they had no option. But that doesn't prove that normally you'd be allowed to carry from one type of Rishos to another type of Rishos, but the first case wasn't necessarily when they were carrying their towels, wasn't necessarily Shasta Sakana, so therefore that's a Raya that it was mutter from one type of Chotzer, one type of area to another type of area. Okay. Weiter in the Gemara. Reb Shimon Oimer, Echad Gagin. So Reb Shimon says that you could carry from one type of gag to another type of gag. So Amar Rav halacha k'Reb Shimon. So Rav now says, this is what we were discussing before. Rav says this halacha that you're allowed to carry from one rishus to another rishus is mutter. V'hu shaloi irvu. That's as long as they didn't make an eruv. Now what we understand this to mean is that they didn't make an eruv with the house. So meaning that you have the kelim that are in the chotzer must have started in the chotzer on Erev Shabbos. And there's no chash that there are going to be kelim that started in a private house. Because Rashi points out that everybody agrees that kelim that started in a house can never be moved from the house to a different chotzer. To your chotzer, if you made an Erev, it's fine. But to a different chotzer, everybody agrees, is going to be a problem. Because a house is definitely, everybody agrees, for example, that you can't carry from one house to another house. Even though it's the same type of rishus, but they're privately owned, they're considered separate, it's mokim dira, that's not something that's going to be mutter. So therefore also, even when you're carrying from one chotzer to another chotzer, it's not going to be mutter if you have kelim that started in another house. So Rav says, this whole business, this whole halacha that Rav Shimon says that you can carry from one chotzer to another, or one area to another area, is only talking about there's no eriv, so therefore there's no chash that kelim are in the chotzer that started in the house. Aval irvu, Loy, but if they made an Erev, now you're not allowed to carry anymore. The Gazrin and Dilma also la fuke mani the bottom lechotzer, because now we're afraid that you're going to start carrying from the house into the chotzer. Ushmul Amar ben irvu ben shaloy irvu. Shmuel says no. Even if it doesn't matter whether or not they made an Erev, it's still going to be mutter when achoshish that you're going to carry from something that started in the house. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi doesn't have this gear. Some lachshecha. Who told you ben irvu ben shaloy irvu? He says, well, who told you there should be a difference between irvu and loy irvu? And therefore, it doesn't, even if you made an Erev, it should be mutter to carry from the chotzer. Okay. So now the Gemara says maskef la Rav Chista la Shmuel. So Rav Chista now asks Shmuel, that says it's always mutter, Ula Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan says it's always mutter, Yomer Shnei Kelim B'chotzer, you're going to come out and it's going to be Achaz in one chotzer, Zeh mutter v'zeh oser. It's going to come out that since you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer, even with an Erev, that means there are going to be kelim in that chotzer that started in the house, and those kelim are going to be oser, prohibited to be carried into another rishos. Whereas the kelim that started in the chotzer will be mutter. How could that be? Two kelim sitting next to each other, either they're mutter to carry to another chotzer or they're not. So the Gemara answered Rav Shimon the time, hey, dilai gozer. Yeah, anachanami, that's his point. He's not gozer. If the keli is the type of keli that's mutter to move it, you can move it. It's not a problem. Why not? Tetznam, we learned in the Mishnah, Amar Rav Shimon, Lamahad Avagoymer. It's similar to a case, the Sholish Chatzeros, yeah, three chatzeros that are lined up next to each other, Absucha Zulazu that are open from one to the other, Absucha is the Rishus Rabim, and each one is open to the Rishus Rabim separately, the Irvu, Shteyachitzoinois, Imaim Tzoyes. And each one of the outside chatzers, in other words, the guy on the left made an Erev with the middle guy, and the guy on the right made an Erev with the middle guy, but they didn't make an Erev with one another. So it says, Himuter Simahim, the middle guy is Mutter, which each one of those, on either side of him is Mutter, Vahim Mutar Simah, and the outside guys are each Mutter to the middle guy. Now, and we don't say it's a problem that we're not worried that somebody, the keli for that started in the left chotzer is going to go to the middle one and then from the middle one to the right. We're not choshesh for that. So the same thing over here also, the chotzer, even though the keli may have started in the house, we're not choshesh that you're going to end up carrying that keli from the house all the way to another chotzer. And similarly, beis chatzer chitzoinois, oh, this is part of the brayso, beis chitzoinois, asur and zumzu, and the two outside guys, the guys who each made an erev with the middle guy, are still asur to carry from one to the other, from one outside chotzer to the other outside chotzer. We don't make a gezeiro. Dilma otzilafuke mani dahai chotzer lahai chotzer. We're not worried that you're going to end up carrying from the left all the way to the right or vice versa. So therefore, the same halacha over here also. Hachanami loy gazrinon. We don't make a gezeiro. Dilma otzilafuke mani dabatim lechotzer. So too, even though you're right, it is usher, it is prohibited to carry the keli from the house to another chatzar, but we don't make that kind of gezeira. So the Gemara now says, Mosiv, Rav Sheshes asks the question. Rav Shimon Oimer, he says, Echa Gagos, Echa Chatzeres, Echa Karfifois, all these different types of Rashiyas, Rashus Achas Hein, they're all considered one Rashus, for purposes of Lekelim Sheshav Suvatoicham, for purposes of Kelim that started inside those chatzars, Veloy Lekelim Sheshav Suvatoicha Bayis, and not for purposes of Kelim that started inside the house. Now, Iyam Rapish Loimo, De Irvu, if the case is they made an Eriv, and even so it was mutter, sahina de mishkachas lamani de batim. So now you'll have, it's possible to have kalim that started in the house, and that's the chiddush, that those kalim you can't carry out. The batim b'chotzer, that's how they got into the chotzer. Eli yamr b'shaloi irvu, but if the case was that they didn't make an eiv in the first place, sahechim mishkachas lamani de batim b'chotzer. So how did you have kalim in here, in the chotzer, that happened to start in the house? They never made an eiv. How'd they get there? So the Gemara, so therefore, it must be that they made an Erev, and even so, the Chiddush is that the Kalim that started in the Chatzar are permissible to be carried to another Chatzar. That's his question. So he says, "Hu Moisav Lav, Hu Mefarik Lah." He asked the question, and he answered the question. He says, "Bekumtza the Sudra." The case is that Enachanami, we're not talking about Kalim that, like a cup, or something that you carried in your hand from the house into the Chatzar, and that would of course be a problem, but rather, we're talking about a Keli that what you were wearing, let's say your hat, which was perfectly mutter for you to carry into the chatzar because you were wearing it. And then at some point you took it off your head and you put it into the chatzar. So now, that's how you ended up with a keli that started in the house and now it's in the chatzar, and it came into the chatzar perfectly mutter because it came in as a keli that you were wearing. And that's the chiddush, that even though it's now in the chatzar, it's still usher for you to carry that to another chatzar because it started in the house. Okay. So that was not Toshima. Let's bring a raya whether or not we're talking about with an Erev or without an Erev. It says, Anshe Chotzer v'Anshe Merpeses. Let's say we had this case before. You have a people who live in the Chotzer and people who live on the upper floor, in the Merpeses, on the porch. Sheshachu v'lo Irvu, and they forgot to make an Erev together. So the rule is, Kol Shegavaya Asar Tzvachim, any post that you have in the Chotzer that's more than 10 Tzvachim high, the Merpeses belongs to the guys, allowed to be used by the guys who live on the upper porch. Pachus Mikan, anything less than 10 Tzvachim, the Chotzer belongs, actually Rashi says, from the Gemara over there, that it belongs to both the Chotzer and the Merpeses. Now, B'medvar Mamurim, when do we say that that's the case, that the porch guys can use the post that's 10 Tzvachim high, Keshayu Elu Shel Rabim, Ve'elu Shel Rabim, that each area was a public area, meaning there's more than one person that lives down or up. The Irvu Elu La'atzma, the Elu La'atzman, and each one made their own Eriv. Oishel Yechidim, or it belonged, each one as individual, She'ain Tzrichin La'arev, that they don't need to make an Eriv. Abel Hayu Shel Rabim, but if it belonged to groups of people, V'shachu B'loi Irvu, and they didn't even make an Eriv by themselves, so then the regular halacha applies. Gag v'chotzer v'achsadrum v'peses, all the different types of roofs and chotzers are all mutter kulam rishos achas, and they're all one rishos. In other words, the only reason it was a problem was because each one made their own separate eriv. And that's what the Gemara points out. Taima d'loi irvu. The only reason why it's mutter to go from the gag to the chotzer is because they didn't make an eriv. Ha irvu. Had they made an eriv, loy. You're not allowed to, if they made an Erev, you're not allowed to carry from the Chotzer to the Gag. So what do we see? We see that we're Choshesh, that the Kalim started in the house, and then it became Osir. So the Gemara answers, Loi, it's not a Raya because we're not going according to Reb Shimon. Hamani Rabbanan, it's going according to the Rabbanan, and that say, going from a Chotzer to a Gag is always a problem, and that's why it's Osir. Not because of Reb Shimon's halacha that you made an Erev, or Shmuel's pshat in Reb Shimon that you made an Erev, but rather because of going according to the Rabbanan that anyway Asr going from a Chotzer to a Gag. How do you know it's Rabbanan? Dekonami, I'll prove it to you. Deloi Katani Karfeifu Mavui. Because it doesn't list as one of the areas. Notice it only lists, you can go from a Gag to a Chotzer and a Chsadra and so on and so forth. It doesn't list a Karfeif and a Mavui, which would be Reb Shimon Shita, because he's the one who says all these various different types of areas are still mutter. The Rabbanan don't hold that. Rabbanan, if you remember on the top of Amud Aleph, what we started with, they said a Karfeif is a separate area, according to the Chachamim. Shema Minoah, by the fact that the Braisa that we just quoted doesn't list a Karfeif, is a Raya that we're dealing with the Rabbanan Shita, not Reb Shimon Shita. And therefore you have no Raya what the Halacha would be from this Braisa anyway. You don't have a Raya what Reb Shimon would hold about a Chotzer that had an Erev or didn't have an Erev. Because it's going according to different sheets, it's going according to the Rabbanan. Okay, so let's try to bring another riot.
The Rabbanan hold that a chatzar to a gag is mutter.
Right.
But it's just that everyone agrees that the Chachamim would say that this gzeira exists. In other words, we're clearing by Rav Shimon if this gzeira exists.
Right, right. But according to the Rabbanan, right. According to the Rabbanan, everybody would agree that if they have a an Eiriv,
then there's a gzeira that you might be thinking from
the house. Right, right. The Rabbanan could easily hold of that gzeira, but this was only a clear, according to Rav Shimon, that usually holds everything as mutter from one area to another area. The question was, by according to Rav Shimon, does making an Eiriv make a difference? Okay, so let's try to bring another riot. Tashma, another riot. Chomesh chatzeiros. You have five different courtyards next to each other. Hapsuches ulazu, they're open one to another. Hapsuches the mavoi, and they are open to the mavoi in front of them. Again, v'shachul kulam v'loy irvu, and they forgot and they didn't make an eiriv. And the Gemara and the Havamina right now understands this to mean that they didn't make an eiriv at all. No eiriv whatsoever. So then, the halacha is, asur lahachnes ulahoitzi, you can't carry in and out, mechatzah lamavi, from the chatzah to the mavi, and mavi lechatzah, and from the mavi to the chatzah, and so forth. You can't carry anything from one to the other. However, v'kelim sheshavsu b'chatzah, so remember, we're talking about without any eriv whatsoever, and it says, kelim sheshavsu b'chatzah, but kelim that started in the chatzah, mutal atatalim b'chatzah, you're allowed to carry them from one chatzah to another, within the chatzah itself, from one chatzah to another chatzah, u'b'mavi asr, this is all in the havamin, the way the Gemara understands it, but you can't carry, but in the mavi, you can't carry within the mavi itself. So, Rab Shimon mater, but we're going. Remember, the diak over here is going according to Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon says it's mutter. Now we understand this to mean that Rab Shimon is saying that you're allowed to carry from the chotzer to the mavli and within the mavli itself, you're allowed to carry within all these areas. Shahay Rab Shimon oimer, because Rab Shimon says kol's man shehen shal rabim, if it belongs to a group of people, the shachu, and they forgot, and they didn't make an eiriv, gag, v'chotzer, v'chsadron, v'pesas, notice over here, v'karfei, v'mavoi, we add the words, karfei, v'mavoi, so it says, kulim rishos achas hein, they're all considered one rishos. That is the brisa. So we see that according to Rav Shimon, we're talking about a case without an eiriv, and therefore it's mutter to carry from one area to another area. So the Gemara wants to make a diak. Taimo delay irvu. This all according to Rav Shimon, it all works because we didn't make an eiriv. Ha irvu. Had we made an eiriv, loy, it wouldn't be mutter. So that's a raya that according to Rav Shimon, all these cases of carrying from one rishus to another rishus is only mutter because you didn't have an eiriv. An eiriv would create a problem. So the Gemara says no. That's not the case. That's not the way to understand it. My lo irvu, when we say that you didn't make an eiriv, not like we understood that they didn't make an eiriv at all. It means lo irvu chatzeres bahadi hadodi, that the chatzeros didn't make an eiriv with each other. Hachatzeru batim irvu, but the case is that they did make private, each chatzer made a private individual eiriv, and even so, in that case, Reb Shimon is saying it's mutter. So we see that Reb Shimon holds that even if you made a chotzer, you made an eiriv around your own chotzer with your house, meaning this potential that the kalim from the house are in your chotzer, even so, if we understand the brisa this way, then it's going to, Reb Shimon is still going to allow you to carry a kalim from the chotzer out into the mavui, even though you have a private eiriv from your chotzer to your house. So the Gemara says, this is a very nice pshat. The problem is, v'haloi irvu katani. The brisa literally says, you didn't make an eiriv. So how do you understand that to that the case is you made an eiriv? So the Gemara answers, my lo eiriv. What do we mean when we didn't when you didn't make an eiriv? Lo nishtatvu means you didn't make a shituf mavois. Remember we discussed this a number of weeks ago that sometimes the Gemara uses or Mishnah uses the word eiriv when it means shituf. And a shituf mavois means that you made an eiriv among the mavui with the chatzar and so on and so forth. And that's the case over here, that there is no eiriv between the chatzar and the mavui. But the chatzaris themselves indeed went ahead and made an eiriv, and even so it's going to be mutter, or at least you can learn it that way. Another possible answer is Rav Shimon l'dibrayim d'rabbanan ka'amri lahu, that really Rav Shimon was just responding to the Rabbanan Shita. Really Rav Shimon holds in fact would be mutter. Why did you say specifically the case was that there was no eiriv? He was saying according to you guys, meaning he said like this, lididi loishna irvu loishna loirvu, according to me it doesn't matter whether or not you made an eiriv, it's always mutter. But I'm saying, according to you, the Rabbanan, you should at least admit to me that when you didn't make an eiriv, so now they're all on the same footing. They should all be mutter. That was Reb Shimon's response to the Rabbanan. And that's why he was talking about specifically a case that they didn't make an eiriv, because he was trying to say, you guys should admit to me in that case. And the Rabbanan responded and said, it's considered two Rishuyos, and therefore you can't carry from one Rishos to another Rishos. That's the answer. Right, we'll start this next piece. So Amar Mar, we saw before, Ubimavoi, awesome. He said that you can't carry within the mavui itself. So we understand that to mean without a shita from a voice, you're not allowed to carry even within the mavui itself. Oh, so let me masayle the Rebbe Zeira. This should amarav. This should be a riot to Rebbe Zeira shita. Why do amarav Zeira amarav? Mavui shalayn ishtat v'boy ematatul b'dalad amis. Rebbe Zeira's whole point is that a mavui that doesn't have a proper eriv, you're only allowed to carry dalad amis. It's like compared to a karmelis. So we have a riot to Rebbe Zeira shita. The Gemara says no. Ema don't understand the brisa b'mavui, meaning that it's also to carry within the mavui. Rather, ulimavui aser. That what you're saying is you're not allowed to carry to the mavui, meaning from the mavui to the chotzer and from the chotzer to the mavui. That's what's aser. But anachanami, not necessarily like Rebbe Zeira. Within the mavui itself, it's going to be put perfectly mutter. So the Gemara says hainu reisha. So then, if so, that's really basically saying the same thing as the Reisha said, that carrying from the Chotzer to the Mavui is also. That's what the Reisha actually said. The Gemara answers, Mishnah Yisera Yitzrich Lehu. You're right, it is saying the same thing, but now that it repeats it, it's actually teaching us an extra Chiddush. Meaning, we still are talking about from the Chotzer to the Mavui and vice versa, but it's teaching us an extra Chiddush. Mal detaymo, because we would have thought, Ki pligi Rabbanon alei de Reb Shimon. When did the Rabbanon say that you can't carry from a Gag to a Chotzer? And they argue on Reb Shimon that they're separate reshuyas, hanimi lehecha de irvu. That's only talking about where they made an eriv. That's where the Rabbanon say it's aser. Aval hecha de lo irvu. But in fact, where they didn't make an eriv, moidule, maybe the Rabbanon will say, okay, if you didn't make an eriv, they're really all the same footing. They're all on the same type of reshuyas. It should be mutter. So kamash malon. That's why the Mishnah repeated itself to specifically give a case that even without an eriv, even then the Rabbanon say that it's going to be aser to carry from a chotzer to a mavui. And of course, in a case where you made an eriv, the Rabbanon certainly are going to say that it's also to carry from a mavi to a chotzer. So the Gemara's understanding at this point is that you're right. The reality is we are repeating the same thing twice, but the reason why we repeat it is to make sure that it's very clear what the Rabbanon Shita is. That the Rabbanon Shita is both in the case where you made an Erev and in the case where you didn't make an Erev. The Rabbanon Shita will be consistently that you cannot carry from a chotzer to an Erev, from a chotzer to a mavi, and vice versa. And that's why the Mishnah had to repeat itself. It has nothing to do with the fact that Reb Shimon might change his Shita. Within, or rather, there's no riot to Reb Zeira that says to discuss whether or not it's mutter to carry dalad amos in a mavui. That is not what the purpose of repeating the same thing twice in the Mishnah is, but rather to tell us that the Rabbanon always hold, regardless of whether or not you made an error, it is always usur to carry from a chotzer to a mavui and from a mavui to a chotzer. Okay, we'll stop over here.